I'm Kelsey Reyes, sitting in for Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli. The regular Marquette City Commission meeting is tonight at Commission Chambers at 6 p.m. He gave us a preview on a couple of agenda items to be discussed tonight. Here's more with Mike Angeli.
The renewal for the chamber membership is coming up on this same agenda, so I asked the chamber chair or president, Christian Verardi, to attend the meeting and present. Basically, it's an update, what they're doing, how they're doing, what they have planned, things of that nature. We are a significant member of the chamber.
You've also got a couple of different items on the agenda as well that include some of the cemetery.
We've had some inquiries lately from people who are interested in green burial. And green burials are non-traditional burials where the deceased person is basically wrapped in a shroud, not embalmed, not prepared like in the traditional manner, buried in a shallow grave, usually within 3 days of dying. And as you can well guess, most cemeteries are not prepared for that type of burial. So what we've done is we've done an internal review and put together an internal policy for allowing these at the Park Cemetery. We've set aside a section of the cemetery to allow people who are interested to bury their dead there. It's in a lot of ways similar to a regular burial in that you have to buy a plot. You still have to go through a funeral home. But what's different is there's no embalming and you have to be buried, like I said, within 3 days. So that could pose an unusual situation in the wintertime, for example. We would have to move snow, thaw the ground, and bury the deceased all within 3 days, even in the winter. So we've got a plan, we've got a process, we've got people who apparently are interested. So we'll see how it goes.
We've also got a really interesting purchase on the horizon. Tell me a little bit about that.
I'd like the commission to authorize me to sell parcel 13 in the Hartwood property. This is the parcel that is currently partially occupied by the NTN trailhead. As you may or may not be aware, we've been selling off some of this property, a little bit here, a little bit there, over the course of the last year. During that process, NTN approached me and wanted to know if we would sell them the parcel that they currently occupy. Right now, they have a license with us to use the property. It's not a problem for us. It's fine that way, but they would like to own it. They'd like to do things on the property that they can instead of, or that they want to, instead of coming to us for permission because it's a license. So, part of our sales policy is that I have to ask the commission for permission to sell, which is what's on the agenda tonight. If they do that or if they authorize it, I will begin negotiations with them. I will seek an appraisal. And then once that's completed, I bring it back to the commission for approval. We can do it this way as long as the commission agrees. And I think they will, but if not, then we just kind of have it, do it, and keep doing what we're doing now. So from my perspective, even though they're non-taxpaying, there still will be some revenue to the city from the sale. It gives NTN free rein, so to speak, to develop it as they would like to do.
That's Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Kelsey Reyes.